My most memorable English learning experience is when I first got into HKUST, I met quite a number of non-local students. So later we became friends. Also, we like to chat in the science room, which is a common public space for students to socialize. So how they learn English is like we keep on chatting. You know, language is like practicing, keep on practicing. So that's how I train my English skills. Yes. And yeah, so also other than learning English, I also learn my listening skills. I will sometimes imitate my friends, like how they pronounce, how they what's their accent. Yeah, so I think that's I really love these memories. And for the English reading experience, in spare time I like reading English books. Most of them are politics, yes, and some of them are fiction. Why I treat them memorable? Because I have to admit that I have so many vocabularies I know. So I will check out my dictionary, and I'll write them down. Write like their meaning, so I can keep them very in my mind. Yeah, so I think yes, that's why that's why my best reading experience.
So you talked about imitating your friend's accent. So what did you enjoy in imitating them?
For imitating them, I feel like learning their culture, like how they speak, it's some kind of making jokes, having fun. It's so relaxing. It's learning a language is not a tough job. I don't like why treating learning is very serious thing to do.
Where were your friends came from?
Well, most of them came from Southeast Asia. Some of them from Europe, one from Japan, Korean, China, yeah.
Well, that's quite a diversity here. So, let's talk about reading. You mentioned you like to read politics and some fiction books. Do you mind telling us any one of them that you've read?
I read one called...
I can put it for you, it's all right.
Okay,
yeah, so you can relax.
Yeah. How do China leaders think? I think it's a turning point for me to switch my political views. Like, because that book is very in depth. Its analysis is called. It analyzed the Communist Party in many perspectives, ranging from historical, a cultural perspective. So, yeah, on its face, it's not just like it.
Do you have a favorite author for the political books you're reading?
I'm afraid not. It actually depends on the film and the content of the books, but not. Depends on your author.
So what about fiction? Do you have a favorite fiction novel?
Deceptive Point. Not sure, have you read it before?
Tell me more about it, I haven't heard of it.
It's kind of conspiracy, talking about, yeah. The US government is trying to hide about finding some alien life forms on Earth, in the North Pole. And the main character, she's the daughter of the senator. Yeah, so that's how she started her journey to discover the truth.